Welcome to Manic Monday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Okay, so as I was coming to the office, I was getting some water, and I grabbed a mug real quick, and I put it into the little water machine thing from the fridge, the spigot, and I had an epiphany, and I thought about it, and I went, I don't understand how we haven't done this yet. Why don't we have automatic coffee from like in a fridge instead of doing like a K cup or anything like that? It's just always brewed and always hot and always ready. And you can just, and from like a certain hour during the day, like, you know, from 6 a.m. until 8 a.m., you can schedule it in your fridge, and your fridge will make the coffee and have it in like a hot holder, and then until you hit the button, and it just fills your cup instantly and no waiting.
That would be funny though if it was on just like a specific timer. You're like, fuck, I overslept, now I can't have coffee.
Yeah, now my coffee
it's locked out for the day.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, this is an invention that it boggles the mind that it's not done yet.
I mean, it probably is done for like rich folk, you know, not just for us low to middle. No, there's no middle class here. For our low class folks, that's got to be one of those fridges that comes with Wi-Fi and like talks you through things, like tells you how to cook something and gives you like fucking Amazon reorders food for you when they notice it's gone.
I'm going to see. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to say, I mean, there's a Keurig K-Cup French door refrigerator.
But you still have to use
a K cup. But think about it; it's there, like it's, so it has to have a heating element in it.
Yeah,
and do it, you know. Fuck, man,
I mean, it's possible. I mean, think about it. You get those Hinckley and Schmidt, like those water jug things, and you could do hot water or normal, like, or ice cold or whatever.
But here's the thing, like. And Doug, you're a coffee drinker, so maybe you can help with this. Is there a difference in coffee when it's made fresh versus if you're waiting for 30 minutes, like if it's in a pot or an hour in a pot?
This depends on how good your coffee is. Because if if I'm at home and I'm making a pot of coffee, no, not really. Because, you know, I don't buy shitty coffee. But if I'm at work or something and someone's made a pot of coffee, you know, they buy that, like, those big-ass jugs of, like, community brand coffee or whatever, which is garbage coffee.
Right.
Yeah. Then, yeah, like, I mean, an hour later, no, it'll be fine. But, like, 2 or 3 hours after it's been made, it'll still be hot, but you can tell when like any drink, you can tell when it's been just chilling for a bit.
Right. Okay. So I think this can work. So what do we do here? Like we have the audio of this. Does that automatically mean that we're the inventors now?
Yeah, that basically qualifies our patent.
Yeah, we did it.
Okay, good.
Ding ding ding.
Because that's what I want now.
There's royalty checks already coming in. That's all. That's as easy as it gets, folks.
Man, I saw some fucking fridges that does some wild stuff, man. Like I was helping these people, and I swear one was a Dallas Cowboy. For some reason, you know, you get a feeling about something. You're just like, fuck, I know this guy is like playing sports or something. So they're shopping for this fridge, and I'm helping them out. And they're like, yeah, I mean, 7,000 isn't bad for the fridge. I was like, get the fuck out of here. It's like 7,000.
Yeah. Be able to throw that kind of money around, shit.
And I just went and I was looking at the features, and the shit like has a audit, like a foot sensor that opens the door. It has voice controls that opens the doors. And
it just... How fucking lazy do you have to be? Fridge open.
You can open it remotely from the app. There's a fucking fridge app.
Oh boy. Like, once again, I can understand like them keeping tabs on food and stuff. Man,
there's a camera on the inside of the fridge, so if you're at the store, you can pull up, a feed of the inside of the fridge and see what's inside. I mean, that's pretty dope, though. That is
cool, though. Like, I mean, if you can afford it, I mean, that's a rich person idea right there. No. I think that's cool because think of it like that. Make sure like, oh, do I have mustard at home?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially if you're like at the store or if you're like me and you're ordering groceries online at work or something, you know, and you don't know exactly what you have. Because I made that mistake last weekend where I was like, we were doing like a shrimp boil, and I was like, oh, I need ketchup to make the tartar sauce or whatever, mm-hmm. the cocktail sauce, And I was like, oh, I know we have one in the fridge, but I don't know how full it is. Let me go ahead and just buy another thing of two. And we already had one in the fridge and one in the pantry. So now we have
four
fucking bottles of ketchup.
I've made that mistake.
I just looked and seen that the one was like mostly full that was in the fridge. I wouldn't have bought two more.
Well, listen, you can never have too much ketchup.
That's true. I don't worry about it for a while, but it's just what it was like. I bought it and we got home and I was putting it away and I was like, oops.
Go ahead, Kev.
I was going to say, I've never had a ketchup bottle in my life that wasn't big as shit. Like, they're always like this huge jug of a container. At least maybe the families I grew up in. It's just, there always needed to be ketchup on hand.
You've done those boils like two of them now in like the last month. Yeah.
Oh, we've done them like, yeah. So the first three times were getting it down, like figuring out how like we liked the recipe.
Okay.
And then I've done it a fourth time now that I know how to do it. And that time I didn't even use the recipe because I had it. I knew what I was doing. So
it looks really tasty.
It is very tasty.
So it's
very good.
I've never had a broil before, or a boil.
Boil.
Yeah, it's a boil. Okay, so like normally you would do it with like crab legs and stuff like that, and you'd put it like in a pot and you would let a lot of stuff boil. But
corn cob.
What this is like you do it on like a. I use my griddle, but you could do it on a grill too, and that's you put them in like foil packets. So you put like the sausage and corn and potatoes and shrimp and whatnot. And at a foil and like on foil and you make a packet out of it and you put that on the grill and so it kind of boils in the little like aluminum foil packet that you've made.
That's what I do with regular corn is I wrap it. I put a shit ton an ungodly amount of butter on the inside of it. And then I just let that shit boil on the grill.
Yep, I did. Do that too. That's a common staple, like when we do burgers and stuff, I'll also do corn and put it in a foil packet.
Yep.
Man, we cooked flank steak on the grill this week or last week. It was delicious because we just got our first grill. Like, we've lived at the house for like 5 years at this point, and we finally got around to getting a grill. And man, it's worth it. I didn't know about that grill life. We do charcoal.
Okay. And,
yeah, it's pretty cool. Like I'm just learning from YouTube how to start. We watched some like this one dude right to the point. He's like, "Well, here you go. You put a paper underneath the starter and you light it with the coals and you've got a fire." I'm like, "Wait, no fluid? No nothing?" Because I remember like, you know, when you're a kid, you feel like your parents are like just dousing the charcoals.
Okay, first of all, if you have a grill and you're doing charcoal, then you absolutely need to have the liquid because that's half the fun of using the charcoal.
The fun.
just pouring.
Just pouring and lighting it up and then going, and then when somebody goes, and then when somebody goes, somebody goes, hey, you got that fire? Oh, yeah, yeah. I just need to add a little more charcoal there. And then you pour more in.
At that point, you're just a pyro. You just want to watch it. Just watch it burn. It's too close to the house to go to start setting fires like that.
Move it farther away from the house.
This is pretty simple stuff. We had a limited
amount of concrete back in the backyard.
Okay, well, you're denying yourself an American way, an American right.
What you need to do, Kev, is you just need to get a grill cover about the same size as your fire pit and just use the fire pit.
Man, it's just because,
light it up.
The fluid, takes over the flavor of the food, man. I had this one guy bring me barbecue to work one time, and it was the dude went med well. He was real proud about his barbecue, and I could taste, the lighter fluid on it, or I could taste, it was just gross.
How?
That means he didn't let it burn it off.
Yeah.
It means he lit it
and
literally
threw the meat on. Yeah, and it's folks get that way, man. You got to be real careful about that.
You got to use it. Listen, if you're out there listening and you haven't cooked with charcoal before and you're deciding to do it for the first time, you don't light it and then cook on it. You light it and then let the charcoals turn white.
Yeah,
if they ain't white, you ain't cooking. So just a little fun fact for you.
That is the only time in history you're allowed to say that phrase.
Oh, my God. I guess it's the way he said it. The inflection of it really just drove it home. I didn't think of that until you. Oh, boy.
You heard it here first, folks. If it ain't white, you ain't cooking.
No. Yeah, it's been. Oh, and it comes. Okay, I'm going back to the barbecue there. Fucking there also has it's still waking up. It also has a little smoker on the side of it too. So if we ever want to smoke some meats, it's all built in and everything. It's pretty rad.
I saw grills your wife
a long way.
I think it was your wife who posted on it on Instagram.
I've given up on Instagram.
So I saw her post about it over there.
It's pretty rad. Yeah.
Well, welcome to the grill life. I hope that hope that you find it. Yep. It finds you well.
Now that you've done that, now what you need to get is a Blackstone.
I know the one
you need to get on the griddle life, my dude. Yeah.
That looks cool.
And then a pizza stone.
Took a whole breakfast.
Get all the stones.
Collect all the infinity stone of grills.
You got to get a griddle. You got to get a Blackstone. You got to get a pizza stone. Is there any other out there?
Cold stone. Just get a cold stone.
Oh, you need to get one of those green eggs. I know you already have a smoker, but you need a green egg also.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what the green egg is.
Oh, boy. You Google it.
It looks like
safe for work.
It looks like
yes, you can. Yes, it's safe for work, Kevin.
I don't know. Green egg sounds sus.
The wrong
green eggs, just right?
Posting green eggs and ham.
Posting green egg into the wrong website will bring
it. It just looks like a pressure cooker.
Well, it's just another. It's a sort of smoker grill situation, but
Kamado grill, ceramic grill,
and they weigh. Fucking shit ton.
Yeah.
They look like it. Yeah.
You know what? Sorry, go ahead. What?
I was gonna say, they look like those, just from the pictures I've seen, they look like one of those lime containers, when you buy just lime juice and it comes with a green, plastic lime. That's what it looks like. The picture I'm looking at.
You know, I went to the website, the biggreenegg.com, and I can't get over how everyone looks so happy in the big picture on the top, this big banner, and you're just wow, that's the life. They're on the edge of a lake. They've got a custom fire pit. I mean, this house clearly is multi-million dollars. Everyone is dressed perfectly, and
just Trevor from GTA in the picture with that fucking mustache.
Yeah, that's true too.
To chaos, motherfuckers.
But you know what I can't seem to cook on the grill for some reason? Kebabs.
Just,
Is it just
because it should be like, so
it's like the simple. Easiest thing to cook.
It should be the most simplistic thing, but I think that I overshoot because of the fact that the meat's so thin and I always overcook it for some reason. Yeah. I just and I'm like it drives me absolutely insane because everything else I can cook just fine. But you give me kebabs and I burn the shit out of them and I don't know. I'm like, what the fuck?
Switch up your meats. Get like shrimp because shrimp, you know, when they're done because they just curl.
They kind of turn pink.
Yeah. So, I mean, like you can grill some like shrimp skewers and like shrimp kebabs and you'll be fucking set.
Maybe I'll have to try that. What is this?
I'm hungry now.
I know, right?
We're not at the diner anymore because the diner closed. Thanks a lot, COVID. Another loss to COVID-19 was the fucking diner.
Well, listen, don't worry because tomorrow's show, we've got something real special that'll even make you even more hungry, which will be great. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of, I mean, we're talking about food and shit anyways. I know you don't live by Stevie's anymore, but it made it, right? It did okay, right? It made it through.
It made it through.
It survived.
Yeah. It's still there. Good. It's still there. Yeah.
That's good. I mean, it's a place that, like, see, they could have just been doing, like, fucking takeout the entire time because they had that fucking window. So I'm sure they probably did well as long as their customer base stuck with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People nearby.
Jer
fucking dipped. He got the fuck out of that part of the town. He said, no, thank you. Not rich enough for my veins.
Stop it. I was like, oh, I see the clientele coming into Stevie's.
Raise his nose at them.
Not good enough for me. Stop. Rich man Jeremy.
I like this narrative that I'm rich.
Jeremy Richmond. I've changed my last name.
It's Richmond. Yeah.
Richmond.
Jeremy Richmond.
Did you hear about my new car? It's a Tesla. I also live in a mansion now. My house backs up to 1,000 acres and there's cows and things that live in the wilderness behind my home.
Ladies,
we go out and we ride our electric bikes on pathways near our home. We are rich, rich, rich.
I mean,
ladies and gentlemen,
the way he's saying is a dick move, but he's kind of spitting truth.
Nothing I've said is a lie.
It's definitely not, but it's definitely twisting some really great news that I've shared with my friends.
Also, Jeremy earlier was telling us about the man that he saw buying or looking for a fridge. What he failed to tell us is that he was actually telling that story from someone else's point of view, talking about himself. Someone saw Jeremy, a 6'5" motherfucker, walking through a goddamn Costco looking at fridges. And he just spun that narrative about someone else when he was definitely talking about, because that person went, yeah, that dude definitely plays fucking with the NFL or something. And
it's like he was a really good looking guy.
Thank you.
It gets delivered today.
Thank you.
Hi, Katie.
She's gone. Sorry, she's bringing me another coffee. Wow.
God.
Not even into one show, and you're already.
Don't have another one. I don't know if I could mentally take more abuse.
Oh.
I'm never telling you guys anything, any good news anymore about my life.
Guess what we did this weekend?
Oh no.
Go on.
We spent $30 to watch the new Black Widow movie and invited an entire restaurant to
provide, now you're just reading the timeline.
To provide food for me and my family. We had a 7-course meal. Now, granted, it was all like wings and mozzarella sticks and the junk food that you'd get at a restaurant, but or a movie theater. But we paid top dollar to watch Black Widow at home.
Motherfucker, it costs like $80 to go to the theater, so we saved money.
Just like a rich guy, cheaping out.
But doing it from the comfort of his home while us poor plebs have to go to the fucking theater.
No tax spent. It's the 1%.
Okay, I'm done.
Yeah,
just don't give me any more ammo. I swear to God, you're gonna watch everything you say for the rest of the week, because I swear to God, like Jeremy Richmond will show back up.
Oh, that's a new character now. Damn it!
You know those massage guns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're really cool. I just bought one.
I got one for Father's Day.
Oh, you did? Are they good?
Yeah.
It shows up today. I was going to buy the one from the store that was $130, but then a coworker was like, no, don't do that. Go to Amazon and get the one for $40 because that it's just as good and you'll be fine. And I was like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
I think we got one that was like 70-something, but yeah, I've been using it because I've been going to the gym. And so there have been nights when I've gotten home and like my hips hurt, which is weird. But like,
welcome to getting old.
Yeah, and just been using that like on the hip joints and stuff. Yeah. And dude, it's fucking. There are days when I don't feel like I did enough at the gym because I don't feel sore because I've been using that afterwards and like getting all that like acid and stuff out of the muscles, so I don't feel as like shitty the next day. So I don't like. There's a part of it like my brain's like, well, you didn't do enough last night, bud. Like you're not sore enough. It's like because I did the right thing and like stretched and like got that shit out of my muscles. So highly recommend.
I was gonna get it. I got it from like my shoulders and stuff. Like I'm always so tense there, and I'm like, and Ashley just can't rub me hard enough to get it out, to get all the pain out. So I figured I'd just get a device to really get in there and just work that muscle real hard.
They have different. I know you're trying to be gross. They have different. Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They have different like attachments for different muscle groups. I forget which one you're supposed to use on like your shoulders and stuff, but I think it's like there's like a flat one that you're supposed to use for that. And I will let you know, like it, when you're up in like your shoulders near your neck and stuff, like it'll make your skull vibrate in a way that's very weird. It's like we were watching TV and I was doing that, and it was like my eyeballs are jiggling. And then when I stopped it was like Jesus, what the hell.
Okay, I'll give it a shot though.
It's fun. But then it's also like it comes with all the warnings where it's like, you know, don't use on bare skin, like because it could cause injury. It's like what the fuck. Yeah, they don't want you to use it, like, you know, like make well, sure I you have like goes, clothes on.
Yeah, it goes wherever, up to like 3500 RPMs or some shit.
Yeah. Beat the shit out of you mode.
Dude, we seriously, it goes up to like level like 99 and we could stick around like between like 1 and 3. Like so like what is 99? Like that would
kill one inch somebody. Punch. Yeah.
It said on the package it was like so if you go all the way up to the top end, there's soft mode for like just a soft massage, and then there's like healing massage, you know, some marketing bullshit. But then when you get to the top end, it says athlete mode, and then above that it says professional mode. And I was like, wait, there's what's more professional than athlete? What the hell? Do you have to be an astronaut?
Yeah. Sorry, athlete mode's for the athletes. Professional mode is for people like Jeffrey Bezos and Jeremy Richmond.
If you didn't know, I actually just purchased how I got the name Richmond is I, you know, the team that Ted Lasso coaches. Well, that's my team.
Hopefully, they get back to Premier League this season.
It comes back this month. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Let's get out of here. Tomorrow we got Top 5 Tuesday. We're going to do Top 5 menu items at IHOP because we love food. No other reason needed. That's true. So until tomorrow, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.